Raw Gear episode.
Yeah, you're stupid. Welcome back to another Raw Talk. We have the one and only, the dream. So I've known you for a minute now, but how did you get started on the internet? I don't know that, because I remember meeting you here in my house back with Kyle. Steve was there, and you were like traveling. Where are you from originally, and like what got you started?
So I'm from San Jose, California, okay. Up north from here. How I started. So the way I started was I was going to school in Cosumnes Oaks High School.
Cosumnes Oaks High School.
Okay. And I don't know what it is. I was watching Nelk for like a while I was in high school. And then once I started watching them, I just started doing certain things that they were doing. Like I was just like, I wanted to try the pranks. You know what I mean? I just wanted to see how that would work. And I was just fucking around. Like, I feel like everyone, like when they first start, they're just fucking around. Same thing with me. So I just kept doing that. And then Instagram, I posted a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then as I kept posting, like WorldStar, like was picking up on it.
Yeah.
And then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. I didn't think it was going to get bigger at all. Honestly.
What was the first thing that you did that started to take off?
I was doing very interacting with like one person in like a prank video. So like if I would go up to someone, I would ask them a question, right? And I would totally catch them off guard. I like that like very awkwardness.
Yeah. Like, no, I know that.
I like awkward, like
just like raw.
Yeah, because I feel like everyone could relate to it because they've been in like awkward positions before. So I would do a lot of those. I did like close talking to people.
At what age, you were like 17?
I was like 17, yeah.
Yeah, because you watched Nelk, what, when you were like 15, 16?
I'd say right when I turned 17.
You started watching. And you saw them and you were like, yo, I want to do this?
I just really fucked with the way they were like doing things.
Yeah.
I think the ideas as well, like what they were doing was like, I just couldn't stop watching it. Like, I really loved it. And then, you know, just like right now, like with golf and stuff, the way I look at Tiger Woods is kind of the way I was looking at Nelk back then.
Yeah. Jay said something that was really interesting to me after the last podcast we did, when I was on your podcast. Mm-hmm. He said the same way that Salim said he wanted to do videos and like blow up on social media is the same way you like feel and talk about golf.
Yes.
So we'll get into that in a little bit, mm-hmm. golf, but I want to talk about more like where you came from, mm-hmm. to how you got to where you are before. Obviously, the golf thing is a little bit of a newer thing, but what made you feel like you could start really succeeding? Like before you met the boys, what really started taking you off? Because obviously, I remember seeing yourself and I was like, holy shit, this guy has crazy engagement. Yeah.
And were you by yourself? Were you doing this all alone or did you have someone filming you?
Oh, Jay was filming me the whole time.
Oh, okay.
He was helping me from the start. But yeah, I would just experiment with certain ideas. And I think the thing that really, really made me like take off was my understanding of Instagram and understanding, like I would pay attention to like kids in like the classroom, like that were like watching stuff on Instagram or whether it be like Twitter or whatever. TikTok was like about to be big from there. But, yeah, I was just watching a lot of just the way people were like, they have like short, you know, like they want things that are quick.
Short attention span.
Yeah, short attention span. And
so you notice that while watching other people.
I noticed that. So like I wanted to implement that in my videos where I just want it to be quick and I needed to, in my head, I needed to think of ideas that were quick and I can get reactions that are like 3 or 4, but I could trim them to like 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And are you someone who like goes up to people and can just talk to them? Or was that something you had to like practice and get better at?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a practice, honestly. I was just like kind of going out there and I was like, I fell in love with like the numbers running up a lot.
But you were never afraid to like, because this is the thing, like people watching might be watching, your kids probably click on this video who are fans of you and they're like, you know, maybe they want to do something along the same lines as you,
mm-hmm.
but like you were able, you just, to me, and I know this from knowing you, you just don't, I don't know. It's like you, when you get to filming, you just like, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't really care. Cause I mean, a lot of people tell me they're like, yo, I would be careful and this and that. Like confidently, like I feel like I can run really fast.
How'd you develop?
wait. I mean, because I do a lot of crazy shit.
Wait. So the reason why you're not afraid is because you think you can get away quickly.
Oh yeah, I can get away so quick. I just think that I just don't care.
Have you ran from the cops or that we're talking about? Have you had to?
No, he's talking about people like.
Like just people in general.
Oh, just people in general.
Yeah, like I would.
Because he'll like go fuck with people.
Oh, so have you been caught up while fucking with people?
I've gotten kicked before.
Wait, what? I mean,
I've gotten kicked before.
So what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you filming?
The worst thing, I'm owning this, like just this Indian guy's ear. Like very, very hardcore Indian guy. Yeah. I could tell because me and Jay, I remember this specifically. We were in Walmart and I was following the guy around because me and Jay, whenever we think that someone's going to have a good reaction,
we
just want that guy. So we want that guy. And I was following him around for like 5 minutes.
Did he notice?
He wasn't noticing. He was on his phone. That's the
funny. You were stalking him.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, the way he was talking on the phone, it was just like, this is going to be gold to me. Like,
oh, that's comedy.
So I did him, and his reaction was so fast. I was, like, so shocked. And he kicked me. He hit me in the nuts. Not, like...
Like a sweep kick?
Like, he kind of, like, Jackie Chan me in a way. Like,
or, like a Spartan kick.
Yeah, like a Spartan kick.
Okay.
So he hit me, and I... It was just so funny to me that it didn't really hurt. So, like, I, like, started laughing. Like, I was kind of, like, about to laugh, and then I, like, stood there, like, because usually, like, I'm deadpan in those types of situations. And he started yelling, and I was just, like, thinking in my head, oh, shit, I probably should get out of here. Because he was, like, really, really, like, pissed off.
Was he coming towards you?
He was coming towards me, and he was just like, what the hell are you doing, and this and that. He was on the phone, so I went on his other ear. Oh, not God. The phone ear, but yeah. I went on his other ear, and I just did it. And
moaning.
Yeah, and me and Jay ran out of there, and we were just like, dude, that was the best thing ever.
Fucking hit, right? I'm assuming.
I mean,
has anyone almost hit you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily the hit. I'm not really tripping about that, but I'm tripping at the fact that, like, we can get kicked out of that place. And sometimes when we're just going out there, like, trying to, like, get so, like, reactions, it's just hard, you know what I mean? Yeah. We don't want to get kicked out of every place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We kind of want to get, like, two or three people, and if it's just not it, it's not it. You know, we go to the next spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has Jay helped you with the most, you think? Because I know since the moment I met you guys were like a team.
Yeah. Jay's helped me a lot with like filming, you know.
Are you always the ideas guy?
Huh?
Are you always the ideas guy?
Well, me and him think of it, you know. Sometimes if he sees something on the internet, like we try to twist it and like make it into my own. But yeah, I mean, mostly, you know, support. You know, he's helped me a lot with like just filming. He's filmed all my videos. But yeah, I mean, if we can't, if I'm not like feeling it that day, he would just push me like, yo, we just got to go do it. We got to go get it. Like,
and how long have you guys known each other for?
We've known each other since my sophomore year. He was a junior. So I'd say like 2016.
And you were friends before you started working together? You started working together and became friends?
Before we started working together. So sophomore year, I met him. And then a year after that, that's when I started doing videos, like close to my senior year.
And was he already a videographer or not?
No, we just filmed it on the phone.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just used voice memos and then we'd use his high quality iPhone. He had like an iPhone 8 and I had like an iPhone.
Yeah.
I had like an iPhone 6 and it was just like, I used that as voice memos and he used it as like a camera.
And is he a full blown videographer now, would you
say?
Yeah,
he's dope. Like, he's really good.
Yeah, very
good.
So
he kind of learned all this with you.
Yeah, I mean.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he very sneaky.
Yeah,
very sneaky.
Yeah, he's the king of sneaky videos.
He's very good
at
sneak. Really, like, sneaky as fuck. Yeah,
yeah.
When it comes to like
behind shit,
yeah,
we've done stuff together. He's like, yo, stand here.
Yeah, if it's like a place where we got to film like in here or whatever, like you probably won't see him
over.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So he'll hide his body or he'll hide the camera.
The camera's low key.
That's funny.
He's good at really,
and it's
a
whole big ass camera.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
It's like one of those
ones.
Yeah,
he's not a very big person, so.
And the thing is,
why'd she diss you like that?
Was that a diss?
He's not a very big person.
He's not big. What do you mean?
He's tall. He's pretty big.
I was talking more wide than.
Yo, when I met you, you were convinced like you were never going to get girls.
Yeah, I was convinced.
Well, like, where did that come from?
I think because I started in LA.
I see.
So, I mean.
It's tough out here.
It's not necessarily tough. They just want to make it tough in a way.
Yeah.
You mean women?
I mean, it's not tough on. I think it's they make it look like you're the problem, right? When you're just a simple guy, like yeah. I'm simple as you know what I mean. Like, what's there to like? What am I doing wrong?
I think she might have some input there.
Go but ahead. I mean, that it is what the girl wants. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, yeah.
In your opinion, like, what do you think most women in LA want? Like, what are they looking for in a guy?
I mean, the typical answer and the cliche answer is, you know, money, clout. You know what I mean?
But and is
I
that think, have you experienced that?
In my early days, yeah, when I first moved out here, but. I think what it is like, I just think it's more than that, you know. First, it's those two things, but at the end of the day, you know, I feel like women out here are very greedy with certain men. Like, there's decent men out there, you know what I mean? It's not like it's 2 to 10, you know, 2 to 100 ratio. But, I mean, it is what it is.
You think
it's
in LA specifically, girls are just out for money.
LA specifically, I mean, but there are good girls out here. Yeah. There are good. I'm in a relationship, so I mean, before my relationship, there were good girls.
Yeah.
But you know, talking to them and stuff, it's very very difficult. You kind of have to watch yourself.
So, what made your girlfriend different? Yeah, and how long have you been with her?
Like, what made you be like, okay, this one's not that kind of girl?
I met her on St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know, it was kind of like a click. I don't know. I was just being myself. You know, she admired that. You know, I thought she was gonna be one of those girls, like those LA girls. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't, so we just sort of clicked, kept hanging out, and it was on from there.
Nice. How long have you guys been together?
For right now, 5 months.
Wow.
5 months,
yeah. That's pretty good for LA. Going That's pretty
six.
Good.
Yeah, going on six.
And how does she feel about you doing social media and stuff like that? And does she do social media herself?
No, she doesn't. She wants to sing. She supports me. She thinks I'm gonna do great things. Especially when this golf thing just happened, like she's been very, very supportive. So
that's
I'm grateful for that.
Let's talk about the golf thing. So how like new are you to it?
So I started August 24th. I don't know how many months that is. August, September.
It's a few months, like 3 months, October. Almost 4 months.
So about to be the fourth month.
And I had a conversation with you. We were down in San Diego at a house and you were super certain that you want to be like, that you're good at it. Obviously now I do believe that you are, but you think you're going to be really good at it.
Yeah.
You want to be really good at
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be really good at it.
How much time do you put into golf?
Every day.
I'm like, why, what happened with training, man?
I'm getting back to it this okay. Wednesday actually.
Cause I remember when I first started fucking with you and then we had that time. Remember we were training and then like you saw some gains and then you quit. And then I saw you like, I don't know if this was like 7 months later or 6 months later or 5 months later. And you were consistent with training again. Mm-hmm. And you like, obviously you're young and your body's still growing. Like you're still going to grow up till you're like 25, just so you know. Mm-hmm. But you look, I remember from like 6 months prior, you just look like more of a man. Like yeah. you got taller, you got shoulders got bigger. And then you just like stopped training. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, the reason why I stopped is because golf came in play. So I just wanted to play every day.
And does training like affect golf or do you think that it's not
now?
Really?
I don't think it will. I'm gonna start. I want to do training like at 6 or 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then
you just need specific training too, like hip strength, back
yeah.
strength.
Yeah, I wanna do that. I wanna you know get in the gym in the morning, early in the morning, and then get out to the golf course.
So why golf? I'm sorry, but why golf? It's kind of a random sport. Not that it's not a fun sport.
No, I started watching Tiger Woods. I mean, the first video I seen, I knew who Tiger Woods was, mm-hmm. like for forever. Like, who doesn't know? It's like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But I was just like, it's the sport's so interesting to me because it's so technical, and it's like you could always get better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're getting a little ball into a little hole within 400 yards, and how many shots could it take? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot to it.
And to me, honestly, it seems like one of the hardest sports.
It's the hardest sport. Ever. I mean, yeah, I think it's the hardest sport. But that's why I love it so much, honestly. Because, I mean, I really want to perfect it. Like, I really, really... I mean, it's going to be hard to perfect it. I mean, Tiger Woods was probably the closest to ever perfecting it. But, you know, I really think I could do it. Like, I just want to continue.
And how many hours a day are you working on this craft?
I mean, I'm playing 18 every day and then going to the range right after, so...
Because I feel like every time I see you post, if it's not... either a video or like a prank or something you're doing, you're golf. Like,
yeah, it's just 18 holes. So about what, three hours, depending on how many people I'm with. Yeah. And then if I'm not liking my game that day and I feel like I could like,
Who's better, you or Kyle?
Kyle's better than me, way better than
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, 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 of course. Kyle's been playing for a while, and he's just really good. He's a really good player. But yeah, I mean, it's going to take time. It's a game that's going to take time. I mean, these players that are, like, pro right now, I mean, they've been playing since they were, like, 4 or 5 years old. So it takes time, you know what I mean? And those guys are, like, they're averaging, you know what I mean, par. That's very hard. Averaging par is, like, the hardest thing, like, averaging. Like, that's so hard.
Are you good at any other sports?
Basketball.
Yeah, because I really challenged FaZe Rug to a...
Yeah, basketball I'm really good at. But
you
yeah, golf...
You guys used to, like, pool shark people for basketball?
Pool shark?
Like, you know, when you bet someone, you know you're really good, you pretend
yeah,
like you're
not
good.
Yeah, I mean, I did that a couple times at Venice Beach. I remember that. I bet some people on horse.
You're good at basketball.
Good at basketball. I'd say I'm good at basketball, yeah.
You see, you're doing it. You're acting like you're not good at it, but like, so people can fucking challenge you.
I'm all right. I'm not like, I mean, if I'm in my zone.
Are you gonna could you be Austin McBroom in a basketball game?
It depends. I don't know how he plays. I've never watched him play.
He says he was like,
he played college, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he probably is good. He looks
but
like
you could beat Rug, though.
I think I could beat Rug, yes.
Yeah, he's nice. He's got shots.
Yeah, he's got shots.
So, okay, fuck basketball. This golf thing, like I find so interesting, like, what he said after that podcast that, you know, when you said it, you were dead serious about doing it. That mentality of, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush this. You have this for golf. You have this for videos, right? Like, where did you find that in yourself? How did you find that in yourself? Because a lot of people have a hard time finding that for things that they're passionate about.
I just think that, I mean, when I really love something, like, I literally don't think of anything else besides it. Like, this golf thing right now, I'm just 100%. Like, I just want to just hold a club every day, every hour, like, and just continue to get better.
No, that's the thing. People hyper-fixate on a certain thing until they're perfect at it.
Yeah, I seen Joe Rogan say this. He said something about Tiger Woods. He's like, how addicted or how, like, how addicted could you be to a certain thing? Like, how, like, I forgot the word. He said a perfect word for it. Like, how, like, perfection. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm looking for perfection. Mm-hmm. Like, could you be too into perfection? You know what I mean? Could you be too deep, in too deep? I don't know the word specifically. But
or could you be too obsessed with
too perfection? Too obsessed with perfection. That's a great word, yeah. Too obsessed with it. I heard him talking about that. And... You know, I'm just like right now, like with this golf thing, I'm just like, I literally just want to be the best. Like, that's it, to keep it simple.
So,
like, yeah.
So golf's like number one to you right now.
Golf, you know, Nelk as well.
Yeah.
Both number one.
What do you see? Like, what's the future? What do you think your future is like on YouTube with Nelk? Obviously, not specifically with golf, because that's obviously time you're going to put in, but like, at least as we're all watching this and everyone who's watching this, like, where do you see yourself with Nelk, and do you see yourself with your own YouTube channel? Like, are you going to make your own videos? Are you going to continue making just videos of Nelk, or how do
you
see that going?
Eventually, I feel like I should, you know, I will have my own, you know what channel. I mean? And I just think right now too, with like golf and what's going on right now, I'm kind of like in the sphere of golf now. Like, a lot of people are replying to my stories, like, because it makes me happy. It genuinely makes me happy. So, like, I think people are seeing that and they're just like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
I see it. I can just tell by the way you talked about it to me in person and how excited and passionate you were about it. Like, I was like, yo, you love this shit.
You're
I love
also really stuff. Sure of it. You're very sure yo, that you are sure going to absolutely kill it. And
yeah, I mean,
that's something that successful people have in common. They're very sure of themselves.
Yeah, I feel like too with this whole golf thing, I'm not going to stop until I, like, I don't care how old I am. Like, I'm just going to continue to, because I love it.
You know golf's a dope sport that, like, you can play well into your, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Ages, so. And I just love being out on the golf course.
Is it more mental or physical?
It's more mental. Way more mental
in
the sport of golf. I mean, yeah, you could have a great, you know, swing. Like, you know, you can hit the ball really far. All that's great. But, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, playing a shot that's, like, very difficult, you know what I mean? Getting into that mentality of, like, okay, I need to, you know, dial in, not think too much, you know what I mean? Because if you think too much in golf, you're not going to do as well, you know what I mean? It's kind of just, like, you just got to be in the zone. I think with anything as well, you know, with videos as well.
Yeah.
You got to get into a zone where you're just like, all right, we're just going to go do it and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's with anything you're super passionate about, you want to be great at, you have to. What do your parents think about the Nelk stuff, and what do your parents think about the golf stuff?
You know, the Nelk stuff, my mom and my dad are very like old class.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously me fucking with people in like, you know, like just random places, like they're just going to think like, oh, you're going to kill yourself or like something bad is going to happen, which every parent should think. But, you know, with the golf stuff, my dad's really enjoying it. He thinks I could be really great at it.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time, you know. You know, I'm not saying I'm like the greatest, like I'm not saying anything like that. Like yeah. I probably suck in some people's eyes, but I mean it's gonna
But you love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's it. I love it. I could be out on the golf course 24 hours. Like if you give me lights out there.
That's how I feel about the gym. That's why I like this conversation. I can relate to it for real.
Yeah, I really love the sport, and it's finally something I like really, really found as well. Like when I first found videos and I really enjoyed it. You know, I loved it a lot.
Yeah.
Now it's like something that like I just found and I like really, really love. So
what about the podcast? What about the Full Send podcast? You like doing podcasts? Podcast?
I love doing it. I love talking to people, just interacting with different people too. It's like, you know, you learn a lot with like certain things people say. Yeah. I've learned a lot from each podcast that we've done, you know, for the Full Send podcast. I love talking, man. It's a great thing.
What'd you learn the most? What do you think? Which podcast learned the most? Like what? Or what did you have the most fun doing?
The most fun? The Tory Lanez podcast was really fun.
I heard.
It was a really fun podcast. I heard
some shit about that podcast.
Yeah, it was some crazy shit. But yeah.
What's like the most surreal person you've ever met?
On the pod?
In general, just like I gotta through say, all this.
Yeah. I mean, a surreal moment was when we met Drake.
Of course.
That was a surreal moment.
Okay, what is he like? Like, just genuinely, what is he like?
I mean, he's a cool person. I think he's really, really cool. You know, he saluted us. He seemed like
a salute? Like,
no, like he came up
like
to
he showed
us.
Love.
I didn't notice him. Like, I was eating Cane's or like Dave's Hot Chicken at his party. And, he came from behind us, and then I seen Kyle was talking to somebody, and I looked to my right, and then it's Drake right there. So then, yeah, we were just talking for a little bit. You know, he was like, yo, let me know if you guys want to do anything, this, that. And then, he respected us, yeah.
It's dope.
So it was at his party?
It was at his birthday party, yeah.
And so he just kind of was out with everybody talking. I'm, like, not a famous person, so I'm wondering, like, what Drake's like.
There was a lot of people
there.
There was, like, Offset was there. Who else did we see? We seen Chris Brown.
And so, are they just like normal people?
Yeah, they're just normal people. They're just having a good time. I mean, honestly, like I was like, it was actually kind of shocking to me. Like a lot of people were like dancing. Like I wanted to get in there.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah,
I wouldn't expect that. And like I would also expect them to be, I don't know, a little stuck up.
No, they're having a great time.
That's
cool. They're having a great time. But yeah, I mean, I didn't expect it to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did, I got in there and I was dancing, like having a good time.
That's so cool. That's cool.
So, I mean.
Because you got to make sure they can't see if you're ugly or not, right?
nah.
Well, you wonder like what these parties are like with like those kinds of celebrities. Like in my brain, they kind of stand there and like do their thing like rich, famous people do. But like you're saying, like they're dancing.
But how do you
like,
get that perspective, right? Like, what do you think? They're just because they have money and they're rich, they just stand in places?
No, but like you don't. I just wouldn't see like Offset and his friend and like the Migos like. At a party,
I think
like,
they were more
you know,
comfortable doing
know.
Those things because they were like in front of people that were like not so like we know these people, you know what I mean? We could be ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, I could understand if it's like randos.
I went to a party with Bieber, Kylie, Weeknd, Offset, all the rest of the Jenners, like Devin Booker.
Really?
Yep.
Devin.
How many other people? Haley Bieber was there. There was like all these. This was Halloween last year.
Hmm.
All these famous people was there, and I was there because like my boy is friends with The Weeknd, and then it was just all these famous people. Literally, no one like civilian, and then it was like bodyguards, and then me. So they probably all just thought I was a bodyguard.
How did you get invited? I'm sorry, but like I just like, don't see you chilling with Kylie. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like chilling, like, what's up? Like, what's good? I was like chilling kind of with my boy that I did know. Mm-hmm. And again, he was with Abel and like, you know.
Abel, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Don't sit here and act like I know his first name. Okay. We're on first name basis.
He's Ethiopian. This is when he was Professor Glump. In his fucking, you know, the movie. You guys seen that movie?
It's just weird to me that all these people hang out.
No, like, Professor Glump. He was like the big fat professor guy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were, my bad. Yeah.
So your group was Kylie, you, The Weeknd.
No, Kylie Offset was like kind of in the corner. So the main group was like, no, it was Quavo. Mm-hmm. It was Bieber. It was Hailey Bieber.
Do they hate each other in real life?
No, they looked super happy. He was like little fucking, what's that cowboy from Toy Story? That's what he was, the Toy Story guy. But anyways, it was very near. And to me, I was like, oh, I don't fucking belong here. This mm-hmm. is super fucking weird. But it was literally only them. But it was just, they were just like completely normal people. So obviously, I mean, you wouldn't have this perspective, right?
Not at all. But not at all. I was scared to meet you.
No, my God.
I was. Yes.
You're scared of me, Brad?
Brad like has a resting bitch face like no other.
Do I look mad all the time?
What was the first interaction between you guys?
No, why do you say I look mad all the time?
He does. He has a resting bitch face. And
bro, but you're more serious than you are mad. You're just I'm not even dialed in. Like,
I'm always dialed in.
You're just in your thoughts. You're in your
I'm always dialed in.
Like, but he was at the gym and he was like filming some video. And of course he walked up to me and was like, hey, can I lift you in the air? And I was like, sure.
You said that? Boy, come on.
Of course.
He he had me like, I was like, you know, planked. I did and he lifted me up and
pushed
then,
over him.
Did you do a shoulder press?
Yeah. Yeah, a little cleaning press.
Oh my God.
For a little story, you know?
Yeah. And you told me that you were really impressed with how good I did. And I still remember that to this
Yeah,
day.
You were super like, I was gassed. You weren't like unathletic. You were like stiff. You know, you weren't like floppy. How
I
some
can be
people.
I would either.
You could be whatever, mm-hmm. huh? What was your first impression of me?
My first impression, honestly, like when I first met you, I didn't think you were going to be mean. I don't know. I just thought you were just going to be goofy.
Yeah.
Like just more like
you're based
just
on what
serious.
I look like, you thought I was gonna be goofy, or like when you first saw me, like you trying to say I look goofy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I mean, you guys look like you guys were having a good time.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't think you were mean. Yeah. I didn't think you were mean. You choked me out a couple times.
So. Yeah. I feel like they made me choke you out a few times. But, like, I don't necessarily.
Do they
just
use you for your size?
No.
Yeah.
No. Like there's a lot of bits that are like around.
No, Brad's just funny.
No, of yeah. course. Brad's of course. So funny. Of course. But he's also gigantic. So it's something.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah.
He's so massive. I can't even believe it sometimes. But then there's that one guy that makes you look normal.
Who?
You do videos with him. I don't know his name. He's bald and gigantic.
Brian Shaw?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's a professional strong. That's a six.
Oh, the UFC fighter?
No. Brian Shaw is.
Brendan Schaub, that's his name, my bad.
Brendan Schaub is the UFC fighter, also a podcaster. Shout out,
this
fighter.
This guy would murder someone if he did UFC.
Yeah, no, this is Brian Shaw, who's a world's strongest man like four times. Yeah.
How much does that man weigh?
400 fucking plus. 400 pounds? I think 400 pounds.
He yeah. is that's so a lot massive. Of weight.
Yeah, it's massive. He's like 6'8", like 400 pounds.
He stands next to Brad.
I'm 6'3".
Brad looks like a dad next to him. Just
6'3",
a straight
260, 400 pounds, 6'8". Of course, come on. That's a giant. That's a literal like mythology creature.
I'm saying. Like, but that's what you are to everyone else. Like, you're like that, and then you see that guy, and you're like,
yo,
whoa.
Speaking of Bigfoot, though, you played all these crazy ass characters for Nelk. What's your favorite one that you played?
I'd say, dude, I really enjoyed the little baby prank.
Okay, that was so funny to me.
I think that was a really funny one. I enjoyed that one.
Did you get any backlash because of like the?
Of what I was saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to explain. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh my God.
I was just like rapping about how my dad fucked me and shit. Like I was just
Hold on. You got to give her context. He pulls up to like was it backstage at where?
Backstage at Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm. Backstage at Rolling Loud. They got passes and stuff so they could film this prank mm-hmm. and he pulled up and little baby's like dressing, right?
Yeah.
Dressing. Green room. Mhm. And he said something like you wanted to rap for him or some shit, right?
Yeah, I was like, yo, like give me a chance, like I'm up.
Do you remember some of the bars? You want to drop some of the
bars? I don't actually remember. Yeah. But I just remember like I was
who wrote
a lot
that?
Of, I did.
Okay.
Dude, I can't believe you.
Just give her a sample. Of like what you said.
I have it written down actually.
This shit was so funny. Like
I said some like
So Lil Baby had no idea.
No. I don't think so. Lil Baby, who NLE was one of them too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, NLE was in another room. He wasn't with him. But
yeah, so they're in different rooms. Ski Mask, too?
Yeah, did you guys know him?
Yeah, who else? Who else? Ski Mask, NLE, Little Baby? Trippy Redneck, is that? I didn't think so. I don't think I saw Trippies.
Am I the only one who just can't believe that you walked up to them and started rapping to them?
No, that's what was so...
What was Rolling Loud?
Fuck, that was like... I don't know.
January?
6 months ago?
Jesus.
I'm trying to find it because
I think it was like 6 months ago.
Fuck, I wish... I don't really remember it.
But you said something about like your dad fucking you or some shit or some fucking...
Yeah, like my dad fucking me. I was like saying some like really, really like disturbing words. But yeah, he kind of like... He was just like, come on, man. Like, are you serious right now? But I think it was really fire, honestly. It rhymed.
Was it you wrote it like before?
I wrote it before. Yeah, I was just thinking of anything.
Fire bars.
And you got backlash for that, absolutely, right?
Not that I know of. I mean, no. I don't really read anything.
No.
It was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
It's funny. Like,
it's so funny. That's the thing. Like, it has that line where like things are so funny, but the internet kind of takes it a different way.
But the NELK audience is a little different.
Yeah, that's a different breed. I mean, the Bigfoot one was a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites as well. Well, like, that was, like, crazy.
On TikTok, there's no such thing as the NELK audience. Like, that video gets pushed out to millions of people, whoever the fuck they are. So, like, that's kind of what I think about. Like, how do those people feel about seeing shit like that? Like, they love to jump on people's
ass. It
is
what it is. I mean, our intentions are never bad.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, it's like, you can't say what you're thinking to everyone. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right.
So, the way we look at it, the way, you know, me, Kyle, Steve, everyone... We're here to just make people laugh, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, so obviously there's going to be backlash. You can't make everyone happy. Mm-hmm. So
I'm with it.
What can you do? I mean, you can't do nothing about it.
Like, no, I think that like because people make fun of like the whole trope of like using other people at like the expense of like comedy, you know, like using them, embarrassing them to make things funny. Like, you know, but I think that we're not necessarily trying to
embarrass anybody. I think it's just like. You know, when we're doing a prank, we're doing a prank. You know, not a lot of people are going to like the prank, you know. And most of the time when I think what I think when we prank somebody and they don't like it, I think they just don't want to look like they're being fooled.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So it's not necessarily I don't think we're like there to like, oh, we're going to fucking fuck this guy's day up. You know what I mean? We're not thinking that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we do pranks. You know, someone's going to get got.
No, of course, but people's egos are such a powerful thing, you know? Yeah. So I could see it going either way. I think the jokes are so funny, and I love pranks, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't have anything against the content. I just know that, you know, there's that other side of it where people do get upset about those things. Yeah, so I just wonder how it goes over.
Yeah, I mean...
But there has to be people pushing these boundaries. Otherwise, like, what if just no one does it anymore? And it's just everyone's so afraid of...
And it's also like... human interaction at the same time. We only have each other. Like, why not like poke fun and have a good time?
Yeah,
like,
I think it's amazing.
Someone like they're gonna remember that moment the rest of their life. And if they could just like, you know, make it a positive moment and be like, oh shit, like that's actually funny. Like it could be a really cool thing they tell people about, but people's egos get in the way and they get embarrassed.
Yeah, again, it gets in the way. But you know, like I said, we're here to just make people laugh. You know, we're not gonna make everyone happy. If it is what it is, that's it. I mean, like, I just like to simplify it, you know?
Yeah.
We're there for one reason. We're trying to make people happy, laugh, and that's it.
Of course, but that mindset's hard to have as, like, a creator. Like,
it is hard. I mean, but...
Yeah, because you don't seem afraid of it.
Yeah, I mean, but look, at the end of the day, you know, I'm only going to have a problem with myself if I feel like I'm holding back.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. So if I'm not myself, you know what I mean? So, like, if... Like I'm the person to blame. Mm-hmm. Like if there's certain things that like I don't know if I should say that. If that's me, it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it is what it is.
But that like circles back to earlier. Like how do you have the confidence to go out and like start doing these videos in the first place?
Yeah. Where
like,
did you get that, man? Like you know? Your parents really teach you that?
I really don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I don't even. Jay doesn't even know. Like it just happened.
Jay, are you surprised sometimes by the shit that he does?
I've just always, I mean, the way I met Jay was, I remember I asked him, I was like, yo, you look like Kodak Black. He didn't like that. But I wasn't saying
it's kind of funny. Yo, Jay, look at me. Nah, I don't want to do him like that.
The thing is, like, I wasn't saying it in a rude way.
No, I know.
I was just like, yo, man, it's kind of funny.
Like a more handsome one, though. A more handsome one.
I mean, that's not for me to decide, but I wasn't like thinking of it as like, I'm about to offend this guy. I was just saying because it was fucking
You just came up to him and was like, yo, you look like Kodak Black?
Yeah, like, I'm just a guy, like, you could laugh, you could make fun of me.
Those
like,
are the first words he said to you. That's amazing.
First word I said.
Yeah, that's how you start a friendship, though. A good one, though.
Well, like,
wait, you know. Were you upset? Did that upset you, or were you like...
Yeah, that's what he said.
Got it.
That's a good way to start a friendship.
Get yeah, and the then we just kept bumping into each other, and then, yeah.
You just talk shit every time?
Not talk shit, but, like, I noticed it kind of bothered him.
So did you like him at first or no? First impression.
Yeah, I was an annoying kid. I was an annoying kid in high school.
You had no friends in high school?
Not really. I mean, I was just like.
Do people hit you up now being like, oh, what's up, man?
Mm-hmm. Were you like the class clown type?
Oh, once that happened, yeah.
Well, yeah, what happened when you blew up? Were they like.
It was insane.
What'd they do? Like, oh, you're in Elko.
Not even in an elk necessarily, but once Instagram, everything
when you start getting views, off, yeah.
Dude, we used to go to these parties like on the east side of Sacramento, and it was more like conservative,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we love the conservative parties. I just love them. Like everyone's just there to have a good time,
yeah,
and just get fucked up. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys say that, but
oh, I don't care. I'm with it.
Yeah but no, we tried something new because like in Sacramento where we were living, it was more like. It was kind of like if you went to a party, you kind of had to like watch yourself.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like you kind of had to watch your guard and make sure you don't get stolen. Like some stolen.
Sacramento's horrifying. Have you ever heard
Sacramento's
of Redding?
Very, huh?
Do you know where Redding is?
Yeah, I know where it
I'm
is.
I'm from Redding.
Yeah. Well, like Sac was like.
What year is Sac? Because I was in Sac in 2009.
What year is Sac?
What year were you in Sac? Oh. Sorry.
2016 beginning and then the end of 2018.
Yeah, I was there a long time ago, before your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Stockton area is horrifying.
No, yeah. I know that. I've always known that. It's growing up, I've known
That's
that.
That's basically Sacramento.
So it's like, it was just, you're like, you had to make sure you were good.
Like, it was just like, everything seemed pre-planned. Like, if you were trying to have a good time there.
What do you mean pre-planned?
Like, if you was going to hop on a girl, right? Like, everyone would know what's going to happen.
Like if it was going to work or not or
like because there's this thing we like Sacramento people, they yike and stuff. I don't know if you know what that means.
They what?
Like yiking, like when girls dance on guys, they call it that
they
out
yike?
There. They yike, yeah.
Yike.
Yeah, yiking.
You got to go. You can just look it up.
The it's fuck are y'all talking about? What the fuck words? Is yiking?
So you just dancing on a girl. And
like
just,
grinding.
Grinding, yeah. Grinding.
Why they call it yiking?
Because they
it
go
has
all
more,
out.
It has more rhythm to it than
more
just
rhythm,
grinding.
Yeah, it's more rhythm.
Well, the rhythm
it's
is
like,
dependent
gonna,
on the dancer.
You're not going to yike to like a... Like a song, like
what does yiking look like?
Sorry, Jesus. You need to just look it up on your phone. Look
yeah,
up
I'll
a little quick.
You,
why do you know about this shit?
Because I'm from freaking Reading. Like it's
yiking
right there.
This is, sounds like something. Do you know what this is?
No, but when he says,
"Was that how you dance when you normally dance with girls?"
This is yiking.
Oh my god.
Out here, it's more on the hips.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is yiking. This is exactly how it looks.
Okay, I'm currently watching. Okay. All right.
Hold on, I got it.
So, wait, is this like a bite off the hyphy movement
right.
of the Bay Area? Like, what's going on here?
This is the bear. This is it.
So, this is this hyphy shit. This is the same shit that...
Yeah. Like,
okay,
everyone
okay.
just hops on. And then, okay. Yeah, so, like, it was more like that. So, like, you just make a big circle, and then, like, whoever's bold enough to go in, you know what I mean? It was like that, but the east side places that we went to, they were, like, everyone was just, like, conversation starting. Like, it was just so fun.
But what do you mean you have to watch your back, though? What does mm-hmm. that mean?
Oh, like, I mean, there's people in there with bad intentions.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
When he said everything's pre-planned there, it's pre-planned.
But what does that mean? Like we're going to pull up on him and...
Oh, my God.
Whether it be, like, someone robbing you or, like, or you're about to go dance on a girl, like, people are going to know what's about to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't get that. I don't know
because
what you
that's
mean.
How they'd like to tell people. They're just like, yo, I'm going to hop on this one or whatever, right? And they're like, okay, I got you. I got your back. Because usually you got a guy, like, helping you behind your back if you're trying to get, like, really,
okay.
really low. So, like, yeah, it was like that. Yeah. Even though he knows. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you don't fall over. That's what you're talking about.
You don't fall over. Like, they go to the ground, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's...
And then they're also like, yo, my boy, we're about to pull up and rob them. Is that what you're also saying is happening?
Not them specifically, but, I mean, there's people in there that are just standing in the corner.
Wait.
Like, just, like...
Did you ever get robbed?
There was a time that we almost did. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Have I been in a fight? Yeah, I have. Yeah. One fight, but it wasn't really anything.
Like a little schoolyard fight?
Yeah, it was like when I was really young.
Because you seem to avoid conflict. At least with me. Maybe it's because it's me.
I'm just trying to golf, man. Like
I know. This is before golf, though.
I mean, I probably was thinking that back then, but didn't know how to verbalize it.
Yeah, so have you been in like a lot of fights?
No way. I don't want to fight.
I feel like Jay's been in more fights.
I don't want to fight. What's the point of fighting?
True.
I mean, there's a sport. Yeah, it's different. But like, why would I want to? I don't hate no one.
Yeah.
Would you box? Like do like one of the boxing matches at the.
No, I mean, I'll do a golf challenge. I mean.
But, I love this shit.
I would like to start that. That'd be amazing to start.
Well, no one's going to do that. I'm going to fucking suck at it. Maybe Kyle.
You could, if you could make like golf, not maybe like 18 holes, but maybe like trick shots and shit, that would be cool.
Yeah. The trick shots are even harder though. What do you mean?
Yeah, but that'd be entertaining.
I tend to do better when it's like a really hard shot or like a really hard lie. A lie is basically like if your ball is positioned in like a very like
hard spot to get out of.
Like, yeah. Okay. Cause I don't really think in those types of situations, but I mean,
do you have any, like anyone in NELC that's like the stunt double, like you kind of send them out to get hurt kind of person? Do you know who I'm talking about? Like there's always someone in like the, group.
They do all their own shit.
Like a Jonah in the vlog squad. Like,
no, they do all their own shit.
We just do our own shit.
Yeah, they do it all.
That's crazy.
No, they don't have no stunt doubles. No way.
It's not a stunt double. It's more like just someone in the friend group that you kind of send off to do the dangerous shit. Like,
oh, sounds like me.
Is that you?
If I'm around, it's probably me.
Yeah. So it's like in the vlog squad, right? When like they have to do like the crazy stunts and shit, they'll make like Jonah go and do it and be the one that gets hurt.
No, we don't really have that. I mean, we just all work together.
Everyone does all of it.
Yeah, everyone's kind of has like different things that they're good at.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, what's the number one thing you think you've learned from Kyle?
Man, honestly, man, that guy, like a lot of people give him credit and I'm going to do it too. He's a very smart guy, man.
For sure.
And I really like... going on to the team, like he just doesn't give up, you know. Yeah. And that's something that I feel like that's like been implemented in me, you know, like just by seeing it from him.
Yeah.
Because he's always there to find a way. Like we click a lot when it comes to like, you know, running up the numbers and knowing how to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we really click on like Instagram stuff,
right?
Like knowing what works, you know what I mean? And he just always wants to find the best thing. Like he won't stop until he just perfects as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a very, you know, I like to think of Kyle as like a three-dimensional thinker. You know, he's just like so in tune with everything. He knows how to deal with anything in a short period of time and knows how to really deal with it. You know what I mean? If there's a bad thing going on, he knows how to stay calm and poised. He's really good at showing that. Like staying calm and poised, because I think in his head he's like, yo, I gotta stay calm and poised to you know, show something to these people. Like you gotta like I don't want them to look at me because they're looking at me as a leader,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't want that effect on other people if he's like panicking or anything. And I think he's a great way at showing that. He's great at showing that. Yeah. Really great. That's what I learned. Number one thing I learned from him.
Yeah,
for sure. He's very good at, you know, staying calm, poised, and just like living in the moment.
Yeah.
And understanding that, you know what I mean?
We were there when you were there too, when we did the bowling thing.
Yeah.
This was actually one of the craziest moments ever. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of the craziest moments I've ever had with NELC. And I think we've ever experienced.
Idaho, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've ever experienced. So we go to a bowling alley, and I'm telling you, we went to a bowling alley, and if someone's from Idaho here listening, they know there's like Boise, Idaho, which is like the city, mm-hmm. and then there's like some town that starts with an N and some other town that maybe starts with a K or something, and it's far away, and everyone from Boise's like, don't go to those places. It's like very rural, and like in the rural places, they're just like, they don't give a fuck. They're like, if you come and you fuck with them, they're like...
they'll shoot you.
They'll shoot you, yeah. Exactly. So we go into this bowling alley. I'm talking about in a town with like 20 buildings in it.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to God, 20 buildings. And we pull up. We we have fucking outfits on like we're bowlers.
Oh God.
This guy has a glove on. You had a glove on.
Yeah.
And he goes up. And this is crazy because this is one of the craziest moments I've ever experienced, even with you. And you did this. And I was like, holy fuck, you have the biggest balls. Like, it's crazy to me that you did this. So This guy goes straight to the front. And I'm talking about, imagine a small bowling alley that when you walk in and you look left to right, it's like, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 yards across. It's not big. It's like the size of like this wall to that wall over there, a little bit more. And there's lanes, and then there's some people here sitting. You walk in, there's some people sitting, then there's like the seats, and it's all full.
Mm-hmm. Like the entire town.
Like
there.
The entire town is there. Mm-hmm. Like the whole, this is bowling for the town.
Yes.
Okay. Salim walks straight up to like the middle lane, and everyone at this point, they're all looking at us because we are, they can clearly tell immediately we are not from here. 100% not from here. And Salim goes straight to the middle. He like, there's like an old lady bowling or something. I think, I don't know if you grabbed her ball or a ball that was in the middle, and he grabs the ball and he like, did you bowl it?
No, I told her, hey, that, like, you're kind of off with your flick.
Yeah, because like we were like a team. We were, mm-hmm. The prank was like, we're a team. Like, we're going to show you guys, mm-hmm. like, let us bowl because like we're better we're than you badass. Bowlers.
Yeah.
like we need a bowl here. So you didn't bowl.
No, I didn't bowl. I just bowled in her lane because she didn't know how to. Honestly, she didn't really know how to like.
Yo, you're stupid.
No, I'm being honest.
But you
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Bowl in her lane, or did you?
Yeah, I did.
You
no,
threw
yeah.
one.
Twice.
Okay.
Oh, twice?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, oh, but hold God. On. Immediately, these guys were like, they went from like, what the fuck are you doing? To I'm going to get my gun and kill you guys.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. It was like, yo, what the fuck you guys doing? Get the fuck out of here. And like one guy grabbed, I don't know, was grabbing on Salim or something. He was like moving out. And then all you heard was like some other guys were like, I'm going to go get my gun. Like, we're like, what the fuck? And we end up like leaving.
Mm-hmm. We have to run out of
running, like literally running.
I love
running.
Situations like
bro,
that.
Bro, my heart was
like
fucking
no, they would
I was
have
like,
killed all of you.
No, I'm saying.
You would,
no,
they, no one would have known.
Well, everyone would have known, but like.
How would know, everyone would have known?
The internet would have been like, where the fuck is the no boys? Like, they
alive?
Would have found us.
Did they know you were there?
Yeah, of
oh,
course.
They,
everyone
they knew you were there.
They would have found us for sure. It would have been the craziest shit ever. Like, imagine if we all got
we
popped.
Run. I love when we run.
I'm telling you, we ran for our lives. And I swear to God, we're driving away. This is real fucking shit. We're driving away. And I swear to God, I'm like this in a car. I'm in the passenger seat like, oh, fuck, we're about to get shot at. Like, I literally thought they were going to start shooting at the car.
Oh, my God.
It was exactly like
and
my
are
heart
these
was
like
pounding.
Farm kind of people? What
yes.
kind of
yeah,
people? Are,
like
yes.
Yes.
Kind. Okay, yeah. They'll
very
kill
cold,
you.
Though.
They will kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and when
cold.
We went back in town, they were like, oh, you guys shouldn't have done that. No. They would have killed you.
I
and
can't. How can you even
amazing,
come up
though,
with that
honestly,
idea?
Yeah, it was so fun.
My
heart was
like, man.
Oh my God.
I love rushing out
I
of places.
I was fucking scared.
That
man.
Is so funny, though. Even just the whole concept. Like
we
how
ran.
That is so funny.
Because when you rush out of ran. A place, man, it's the greatest feeling. I love
amazing.
Adrenaline running.
I loved it.
Yeah, I love it.
I would
it.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Wait, tell another story like that. I like them. Go another
that
one.
That one was good, dude.
That was a good one.
Was there any other moments like that?
Oh,
that you
shit.
Had maybe without me? I don't know. That one was nuts. Like, I was so scared.
What other crazy.
What about you? What stands out to you is just like the craziest thing?
That what was nuts. Another crazy one? If you remind me, I'll tell a good one. Okay, because I got to like really think. There's a lot of videos. So much shit that's happened. Oh,
like a near-death experience.
Okay, I'll tell you this one. Yeah, so,
the sneezing one.
So we did the sneezing prank. This is for, like the second video me and Kyle did together. And we did it first as an Instagram video, and then we wanted to do it for like a full video on
what's
YouTube.
A sneezing video?
Oh, I remember this. So we got a spray bottle,
mm-hmm.
and we acted like we sneezed on people.
Not
now,
COVID.
Hold on.
Not COVID time, right?
It was right before COVID.
Thank
yes.
God. Thank God.
Right. This was right before COVID.
And yeah, so we did that. And Kyle did a person, right? And he sneezed on him. And then he was like, yo, don't play that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then as soon as he said, oh, I'm sorry, he like threw a punch at
him. Oh, Kyle. I saw this one.
He punched him. And then we were running out of there. He was like, yo, like call my boys. Like we're about to kill these dudes. Like it was like risky. But I didn't know. I didn't know that. Like until I like really looked at the footage. And I just got out of there. I was laughing, bro. Like, with me, like, when there's situations like that, I laugh so hard that, like, it's hard for me to get to the car.
Bro, but hold like, on. when they were mad at the bowling thing, you didn't think they were going to bust out that bowling alley shooting?
Nah, man. Like, man, come on, man.
We
it takes
nah.
a lot of guts, man.
What?
Someone seen the gun.
No, I seen the, like, I didn't see the gun. Who saw the gun? Nick?
Someone said, I can see his gun.
Yeah, someone saw the gun.
I mean, all of them.
Yeah,
well,
you didn't think we were going to get shot at? For a second? Okay, yeah.
Look,
that was,
look, I'm going to be honest. Like it is scary. Like, I shouldn't be laughing.
It was so fun, though.
But I was just running out of there laughing.
No, that's
man.
So
like,
funny.
I
that is so
dying.
Funny.
I was like, dude, that was hilarious.
I wish people could have saw, like, because no one saw that part. Like, maybe, like, the footage that was, like, here, if you were still recording when you were running. But if someone saw, like, step back on that street and, like, videoed us running out of that bitch, like, bro, that was so funny.
Time of my life, man. Yeah. It was like, I love times like that. Yo, that, I love the running.
I love the sweat, man.
I love running.
Yeah.
So have you ever felt like in a situation where you were like going to die or like gotten beat the fuck up? That was it. Like other than this, like, I want another story. Sorry, I love the story time.
If there's someone I think that can catch me.
Shit. So you've never felt like, you've never been caught?
No, I could run, man.
Bro, I can catch you.
Who?
I can catch you in a race.
There's no way you do all this and haven't been caught.
You're right.
About that, yeah.
There's no way you do all this and haven't been caught up at least once.
No, I haven't been seriously fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, have any of the Nelk boys been like beat the fuck up for something like this?
Jesse was, and then Kyle has been hit before. Steve's been close.
he said all of us.
I just think with Steve, like, if once he, when he pranks, like, and it's like a serious prank, I just don't think people want to like really mess with him. Like, cause he's a big dude.
A bigger dude.
So I mean, yeah, I don't think really. Yeah, he hasn't been really. He doesn't even fear anything, too.
Dude, you weren't. I have another story that's pretty funny. It's not as like deadly, but you weren't. Were you? You weren't with us in Ireland, no.
No.
Okay, so in Ireland, me and Kyle. And Steve, I don't know where Steve was, but me and Kyle went up to this guy. I don't know if this bit ever made it, but we were in a gym because they were always like, yo, if you do stuff in gyms, like no one's going to say shit to you, to me, right? And I couldn't pull off like the deadpan like you can just because I just want to laugh because it's so funny to me. But we had this one person we went to. Kyle had like meal prep. Again, I don't know if this ever made it into a video. And we went up to a guy during like a set and we were like, yo, we need to use this bench. And then... because we're going to take it from him. They were like, no, we were like, fine, you can still stay on it. But like, how come you're not getting your meals in between like your sets? So it was a joke. So Kyle started feeding him in the gym. Yeah.
Oh my God. So
the break was like, he's like, yeah. He's like feeding this, like sticking the fork in his mouth.
And the guy was eating it?
The guy was fucking eating it.
Oh my God.
So Kyle is also good at like the.
He's good at that.
At the like, no, I'm dead fucking serious. You have to do this. And the guy is just like accepting it. Random guy. Is literally eating food that Kyle brought and gave to him. I swear to God, was like feeding it in his mouth. And I was saying that right now, like, yeah, that's you need those calories.
Oh,
but like
my
to
God.
Me, it was so hard for me to be serious because it was so funny.
Oh my God!
Yeah, but I was saying like, yeah, get the calories and you need those.
If you're that guy, please reach out and tell me how you are
dope.
Now. That
is
fucking
how people
insane.
React. Like
that is so crazy to me. Yeah. First off, anything that comes in like Tupperware or anything, that's disgusting. Yeah. Secondly, from someone you just don't fucking know in a gym.
Yeah, he ate.
You kidding me?
He ate a good amount of it too. Yeah. He ate a good amount of it.
I am.
So Kyle, it's like, that's the thing, like the thing that I find so impressive about you guys is like the deadpan, like no break in the character is so funny to me. That's the funniest shit.
Oh, that's hilarious. But at the same time, like that's a horrifying position to be in as the person getting pranked. Because you're just like, is this really real? This is real.
No, that guy was enjoying it. He was like, it's pretty good. He said it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's insane to me.
I've seen that clip before. I don't think he made it too.
Yeah, I don't think he made it. Some old clips it was so good, man. Oh, I wish
that's not out on the internet.
I don't.
It
think
has
so.
To be. That is
I've
so funny.
I've seen it before though. A while back, But that's yeah, man. Kyle's great at that.
Would you just eat something that someone was feeding you at the gym? I'm just curious.
I would never.
Me fucking either. I mean,
especially not off their fork though.
Are you
like he put the fork in his mouth? He put the fork in his mouth. That's the fucked up thing. I was like, holy fuck.
That's so crazy.
I would have never done
this
that.
This is not okay.
Yeah, he put the fork in his mouth.
You're not letting this be like a big enough deal. This is not
like,
okay.
Like he took,
I'm like freaking
out. You know when you take the food off the fork with your lips?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he did that.
At least he fed him. I mean,
yeah, he said he was probably hungry though.
He was hungry.
He needed.
Some people
I
are
can't
hungry,
do
man.
This. I just can't do this. I can't believe that person exists.
Yeah,
I'm
a real person.
I hate
that's
that
a real
person.
Story.
That's
I was
how
standing
I feel.
Right there. It was amazing.
I hate them.
I got kind of hungry watching them, to be honest. My God. So I got a question. How did Nelk find you? They reach out DMs. How does someone become a Nelk boy?
I don't know honestly, but the way I was found, Kyle DM'd me, when I was in Sacramento. Actually, no, I was living out here. That was when I was living with that family. And he DM'd me and he was just like, yo, let's like film something. And that was a sneezing video. It went so well. Like within like 30 minutes, we finished it, posted it, did so good, both pages. And then, he just found me on the internet. And then we just kept filming. And that was
and before, obviously, like you said earlier, you knew about them, so you were stoked, like, oh shit, this is dope.
Yeah. It was fun. I didn't know who would DM me. But the fact it was all off the Nelk Boys account. But then I came to the Clawhouse for the first time and it was just so surreal. It was like crazy.
Did you tag them in your videos and stuff so they would see it?
Here and there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the videos that I would do, like that their like ideas. Yeah, like screaming in the gym. I did one of those and I tagged them. That's really funny.
Screaming in the gym.
Like you ask somebody to spot you and then you like scream like it's fucking hell
that's
hard.
That's so funny.
But we'd grab like 10-pound dumbbells. And then
you have to like things like that though, don't you think that people know that you're kidding because it's 10 pounds?
Some people don't, man. You'd be surprised. I mean,
it is also in the delivery too. Like if you start it way at the top, like if you kind of like go into it, it can work.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like if someone were to do that to me and they had like huge ones and were screaming, I would think that that's like their real gen. People do that at your gym. I'm sorry. They
some
do.
Some people do.
They scream.
Some.
No, not yeah, all, I mean,
some, but like those few are in so intense.
I don't know how many actually scream though. Like really scream.
There's some
psychopaths.
I think it's more of like a
oh, like you know what I mean, like more than like
grunting and shit, you know.
Yeah,
they're not like scream. Like they're screaming. They're talking about some different shit.
Yeah, we're like screaming top of our lungs.
Screaming.
Got it. But it's still like seeing a grown ass man like just full like yelling at in a set. That's horrifying.
Didn't turn you on?
Not at all. No. Actually, no, I hate it. There's some psychopaths at your gym. Yeah. Your gym is full of horrifying people.
Good to know.
I've been
in there for,
too much
in there for
beef.
A reason. Yeah.
They're getting gains. Though.
I've been in lots of beef at his gym. Have you ever, like, do you work out at his gym?
Yeah, yeah. I've worked out a lot in this. We had like a month or two.
Like, yeah, like 2.5 months.
Working out every day. Like, it was during COVID.
Yeah, the beginning of COVID.
Every day. Like, it was crazy. Like,
so you just started golfing and quit? Or?
No, I didn't quit. I'm getting back in the gym starting Wednesday, actually.
Because he got big fast and then he just like stopped. And like I said earlier, then he got big again.
Yeah,
both of them get crazy genetics.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially that one. That motherfucker got some crazy genetics.
Really?
Yeah, I need some more power on my swing. Hits. Yeah, on my swing as well. So I need to get back in the gym.
Would you ever get into acting?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Like legit acting.
Yeah. I think I'd be a great actor.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I'd be great at acting.
Do you think you'd be the actor that had like, you know how some actors like just have one role? Do you think you'd have one role or do you think you could pull multiple roles?
I think I'd do multiple roles. I think I understand. I don't know. I think I've lived, like even though I'm 19,
yeah,
I've lived like to see people's like reactions in certain situations. Like I analyze everything.
Yeah, I know that.
So like if I see a funny instance, right, like something that like happens, you know, I just like, I like to like recreate that in my mind and like, you know, I don't know how to really explain it, but like, it's very interesting. Everyone has a different type of character.
Yeah.
And, I love it. Like, especially in, like, I love like movies that are like very, or like shows that are very like realistic, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, comedic, you know, very realistic. I'm not a big action guy.
Have like you seen Superman. Like Jackass?
Jackass dope. Yeah.
So like, I don't know if this is anything you guys have ever thought of, but like you guys doing something like that. I don't know if you guys are similar to like that group of people in like fame or anything like that, but like doing like a movie type situation.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to
be
the same, you know, concept, but something similar where it's not really acting. It's you guys being yourselves, but
yeah,
that'd be really cool.
That'd be dope. I think for me though, acting wise, I would like to get into like more like, you know, Kevin Hart type roles.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be amazing. You know, just those comedic, like understanding like deadpan, understanding mm-hmm. when to be serious and when to be, you know, I like those types of roles.
A lot of those actors are improv too. A lot of their work is improv. Do you think you would be good at like that, or would you be more scripted?
All his shit's improv.
Yeah, everything's improv. I mean, just because there's like a certain agenda on a prank doesn't mean I'm gonna totally do it. You know, I'm gonna twist it a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say most of the stuff, at least that I've been around, they'll have like a structure about what to do mm-hmm. and like timing to go do it. But like most of the actual meat is like a pretty much improv.
Yeah, I think it's just understanding like what the situation is in the moment and knowing how to act upon it.
Definitely.
I think I'm very great at that.
But that's a huge part of movies too. Like the best movies that everyone really like genuinely laughs at and enjoys, most of the actors are like doing improv and it's not scripted. It's just them like playing off of each other.
Exactly.
So it sounds like you would be pretty good at it. Do you know how to get into it?
Right now, I'm just focused on golf.
I love it. I love how serious.
Right.
Right now it's golf. I mean, you know, multitasking as well. Like, I want to get into it. I have some pretty good people behind me right now. Mm-hmm. I have my brother, you know, and I have other people that are like going to help me towards it. But right now I'm just, I need to go pro.
I love it.
Yeah. Do your thing.
So it's going to take a long time. It's going to take years.
Do you have like a coach for golf?
I mean, I have a swing coach that I go to here and there. But I think it's just right now, I just want to be familiar with certain type of shots, like on the course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to start from the back up, putting, chipping, you know, short distance shots, you know, long shots. But, yeah, it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of time. I'm not doubting that. It's going to take a lot of time. A lot of people have told me, they're like, man, it's going to be really hard. Like, you know how much time, like it's like, I understand that. Like, you know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have loved it if I didn't really understand the game, but yeah. You know, it takes so much mental, you know, with that game. And like I said, looking at a guy like Tiger Woods and him understanding, you know, the game itself.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, going to the next shot, you know, if he hits a bad shot, you know what I mean? The next shot, he's like, okay.
You do know that everyone always says about anything that someone says they really want to do that seems like kind of out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. Yeah.
It's supposed to be hard, though.
Yeah. I like to say, like, life's hard, but it's, like, simple. You know, that's the way I look at life. It's very hard. It's very hard, very difficult, but it's pretty simple. I mean, like, if there's something that you want to do, you know, you understand what you got to do to get there.
Yeah.
Well, simple it's if you accept just, that life is hard, it's really simple. You
exactly,
kind of accept the fact that you're just going to have to fucking work for it. And
yeah, it's
you'll
if you're
get
willing
there
to do
eventually.
The work. And this is with everything, whether it's golf or being good at pranks, being an actor, doesn't matter.
You have to put in the work. I mean, you're not going to get better overnight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to take time, and I understand that it's going to take a lot of time. But, you know, with the time that's put in, that I'm going to be putting in, which I have, like, in the past, like, whatever, right now, playing every day. I know it's going to be worth it, and it's going to be, and I'm going to love the game even more because the better I get, I'm just never going to want to stop.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's going to take time. It's
and you can do that. Time. And you could do that forever too.
I could do it forever. And I just love it. I just love it so much. Like me personally, when I want to build my house, I want to build a golf course.
I love it.
How did you like, what made you be like, yup, golf? Like, you know, I want to be a golfer.
I just was like, I was like really like I just seen a video of Tiger Woods on my Explorer.
And that was it.
And you know, I went to the driving range one day and I was just like, fuck it, let's just go, me and Jay. And you know, I hit a good shot. Like it took some time to hit like a nice flush shot. But once I hit like my first flush shot, I just was like, I wanna do this 100,000 times, man. Yeah, like I just wanna keep doing it. So I just kept doing it. Got better each time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be a point where it's like, okay, you know, you're so good at it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, to get at that next level of being, you know, more than the amateur, you know what I mean? Because I believe I'm going to get to a point where I'm amateur level where I'm like, you know, I'm a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are like usually like, you know, above average or below average. Like, right. Like they're like in the range of average, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So getting to that next step of like, okay, I gotta like shoot -4 under par, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
5 under par, 6 under par. Could you get to that level? You know what I mean? That's where the real test is gonna be at.
You think you could hit the golf ball farther than me?
Yes.
Have you two golfed together ever?
No.
I mean, if you have great technique, like if
what
you
if I just knocked it out the park first try?
I mean, you probably can. I mean, like that's the thing. I mean, if you had great technique, oh yeah, you'd fucking destroy it. Yeah, you'd kill me. Like, if you understood how to, like, have a great swing, right? Obviously. Like, you'd probably bomb it 415 yards where you're strong enough to do it. But, yeah, right now, I mean, I could probably hit it farther than what I'm hitting it now.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to get the technique down of, like, consistently doing it. And, you know, there's going to be times where I'm going to catch the ball and it's just going to go really, really, you know, far and really good. You know?
Yeah.
So, it takes time.
So what happened at the UFC thing you were going to mention?
Oh, my God, yeah.
UFC 268, right?
268, yeah. Crazy card.
What does that mean?
The past UFC that just went down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the craziest fights I've ever seen.
It was a great fight.
That woman's fight was so sick.
Yeah, oh, my fight. God. Yeah. Rose and Zhang. Yeah, it was a great fight.
All the fights were incredible. What happened, though, that you were there?
Yeah, so we were in the back room. You know, Dana, we've developed a great relationship with him.
Yeah, Dana White's amazing.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Great guy. But we're in the back room, and Candace Owens was there. And
wait, Candace Owens is
Candace Owens is that like that
reporter lady?
The reporter lady, very conservative.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that woman. Okay? Yeah. I really, really like her. Like she's yep. I love everything that she says. I love the way she speaks. So I seen her and she was walking into the room and me and Kyle was like, yo, that's Candace Owens. And I'm like, are you serious right now? Fuck yeah. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go say what's up to her. Fuck it. Like, why not? You know? So she's walking towards us. And I go up to her. I'm like, Candace Owens, I love you. And I picked her up.
Whoa.
Wait a fucking minute.
Like, no. Listen. I hugged her.
Okay.
I was like, can I please give you a hug? She's like, yes, of course.
Okay,
like,
okay. No, that's way different than just saying I love you, pick her up.
Okay, my bad. Okay. So I was like, hey, I love you so much. Like, do you mind? Like, can I give you a hug? Like, this, that. Like, you are amazing, this, that. Aww. So when I hugged her, I just picked her up, like, off her feet.
Slightly off her feet. How did she feel about that?
She wasn't tripping. I mean, she was just like, obviously it was very off guard.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm sorry, but like, I just love everything about you. You're a great person. Like everything that you say, like, you know what I mean? And I mean, she was cool. Like, you know what I mean? She wasn't like mad about it. She wasn't mad about it at all. But yeah, I mean, I picked her up and that was pretty much it. Yeah.
So did you get her number or what's going on?
No. Okay. No. I got a girlfriend, but I mean, no, I didn't get her number, but, I just picked her up. I was like, I was just in the moment, bro. I was just feeling good. Like, we're at 268.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, it was nice to me. I shook her hand. I was like, hey, give you a hug. Gave her a hug.
Did you get a picture?
Boom. No.
Why'd you pick her up, though?
Yeah, I don't know, like, man. I was just in the moment.
I picked up a girl when I hugged her before.
How'd she feel about
that? I didn't do it in like a crazy way.
But it'd be like my girl, you know?
I didn't do it crazy. I just picked her up lightly off the feet. You know how I like that.
You didn't like spin her around. No, hell. You didn't suplex her.
That probably would have been a good idea.
Spin her around.
But
damn,
you probably wouldn't be here. It'd probably be with Candace, right?
Especially if you spun her around.
Yeah,
nah.
She'd have been like, "Holy fuck!"
I just really like Candace Owens. I like Candace Owens a lot.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I picked her up like just slightly off her feet. She was like, "Oh, okay." Like, and she was like, "Well, it's great to meet you." Like, she was cool about it.
Did she leave or did she kept talking to you?
She kept talking to me for a little bit. Like, okay. For like probably like another 20-25 seconds, and that's it.
Damn, I was supposed to go to that.
Yeah, it was great. You missed out. It was great.
Damn.
It was great.
Why didn't you go, Brad?
Well, all the shit I have to do here. Oh. There's so much shit. There's so much like photo shoot shit going on for the raw gear drop on the 23rd. Sorry. The plug, it came. It was natural. Fuck. You asked me to do it. I didn't want to do it. But yeah, it's on the 23rd anyways. Yeah. The Black Friday. It's a big day. Big day.
Really?
Yeah. Massive day. Especially in the retail, like online.
Do you have merch like and stuff?
Oh my God! Merch, yeah, they're like the kings of that shit.
Yeah, we actually have a drop coming up soon. I think it's on the 23rd of November.
Wait, we were the same day?
I think so.
That's Black Friday. Say that?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Fuck. Is that on Monday?
Tuesday.
Oh, then it's on the 22nd.
Yours on the 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on the 20s. Yeah, it's 22nd.
Okay. And is it like a big sale thing, like they're doing for Black Friday? Or?
No, they just do what every two months.
Drops like every 2 months.
Does it normally sell out?
Yes.
Yeah, they crush it.
That's great. Awesome.
I want to make golf merch.
Yeah.
I really want to tap
people
into
would
this.
Love that.
What do you have coming this time?
I wanted to do a mugshot of me and Tiger Woods.
my God.
I think that would be crazy.
Is that like okay with Tiger? Like, can you do things like that? I don't know.
It's funny though. Who gives a fuck? It's funny.
No, I'm like wondering if this could really happen because I'd buy one. I want one.
Yeah.
No. They're going to make it, right?
I honestly think if I met that man, I think he would think I'm his kid in a way. Dude, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, like, he's really good at tough shots, and I thrive on tough shots. Like, there's a lot of
similarities.
a lot of similarities, but it's obviously a, he's the goat, man. I'm not saying I'm fucking Tiger Woods or anything, but
he's the man, bro.
He's the man. But like, I just like the approach he takes on things. I could just feel his energy like through the screen. Like,
do you feel like that's you? You got that energy
sometimes, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, but I mean, I really love that guy. Like, he's a goat. He's a goat, man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any other merch that you're doing besides that one?
I mean, I want to like really do a lot of like golf merch. So, you know, a lot of sayings that I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever do like real golf apparel? Like, you know, things that
I would love to. Yeah. I mean, I would love to, you know, down the line, you know, it's going to take a long time, mm-hmm. obviously. But I do believe I will be, you know, a really, really great golfer, and I want to do Absolutely. Merch as well. Surrounding that golf, I kind of want to bring my own style, like mm-hmm. how Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if you guys know him.
Golfer?
Yeah, he's a golfer. He's brought his own style, like even with the hat that he wears, just him bombing drives. You know what I mean? He's really changed the game.
How old is he?
He's like 26, 27.
Oh, yeah. He's way young.
Yeah, he's really young.
Does golf have a dress code? I know that's a random question. Yeah, it does. So what is it?
It's kind of like this, but slacks, I think.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a polo under. Mm-hmm. I golf today.
So polo. You have to wear polo, or you can wear any collared shirt?
Any collared shirt. Okay. I mean.
So I can't go in there looking like a gym bro?
No.
Really? I could, though.
I mean, depending on the golf course. I mean, if it's like a country club, like they're going to be like, oh, you're going to need a polo, and you're going to need a belt. You know what I mean? Like yeah. It's a very respect game, you know? Like when you end a full 18, if you're wearing a hat, take off your hat. You know what I mean? And you shake the person's hand. Really? Good game. Yeah.
I gotta come do a bit then. Going to a golf course like you a should. Gym, bro. That'd be interesting. That's actually pretty.
And
funny.
Like the women, is it the same kind of thing? Like a random question, but like, could I go in a golf skirt and a crop top sports bra? Like or no?
Yeah. I mean, you can.
So like even to like skirt, the very high ones, like a skirt and like a crop top
and probably a visor.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to be a golfer. That's a great outfit.
Yeah.
And then little visors.
Yeah. You should bring us sometime. I'd love to meet myself a golfer.
Yeah.
So what was it?
Most peaceful thing.
What was it like meeting Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, great guy. I love that guy. Huh?
I'm sorry. Huh? I got to sit out of this clip. Take me out of this.
You don't like Donald Trump?
I'm not in this conversation. And I'm not in the other one either about the last chick you talked about.
Donald Trump, when we met him, he's a very conceited guy.
Really?
I feel like a lot of people could already know that. Like, they probably already know that. But I remember the first interaction that we had with him when we were on our Air Force One. We went to his office.
Yeah.
That was on the plane. And he was watching one of his speeches.
Watching his own speech?
Yeah, one of his speeches or one of his debates. And there was people in there. And he was like, look at me. Look how skinny I look. Like, he said something like that. Like,
no, he did not. You're lying.
He did. And then I don't know. I just thought that was so funny. And then when he said that.
Take this mic from me right now.
So funny.
When he said that, I thought that was hilarious. And then, man, he was very respectful to us. He was just like, I mean, one of you guys could someday be president. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys, American dream. Like, you know, like, I'm going to get what's, like, I think I. Like, if I love it, I want to do it, I'm going to go get it. And I really respect that out of him. I think he's tried to implement that in a lot of Americans nowadays. You know what I mean? It's a free country. You know what I mean?
What about Dana White?
Dana White, amazing. Great guy. I mean, I don't have a close enough relationship like how Steve and Kyle do.
Right.
Because he's met them first and, like, you know, everything. But every time I talk to him, man, he's a great guy. He's always like, how are you doing, kid? Like, doing good, like this, that. Solid guy. I really appreciate him for like inviting us to the, you know,
UFC of course. Fights. Yeah, he looks out for us.
Yeah, heavy. He looks out for every. Yeah, great guy. Absolute great guy. I really, really, really appreciate him, honestly.
And last person, obviously, you know, something that you meet and then don't see all the time, but Steve. How do you feel about working with Steve? We'll do it.
Man, Steve is like, he's such a supportive guy, man.
I know.
Like, you know, with this golf stuff that's going on now, like, he really, really believes in me. Like, I really take that in. Like, because I look at Steve and I'm like, man, like, I believe he could be the number one YouTuber.
Yeah.
Like, the way he wants.
I do, too.
I really believe so because he is none but a hard worker as well.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people look at him like, oh, he drinks heavily. he's just like, you know what I mean? Full send this, that, like, how does he like manage? No, but man, he's smart with what he does. I mean, he goes to the gym, sauna.
Oh, bro. I mean? Like,
yeah, you guys do it all. I mean, he goes to the gym. He's very intact with his money. He understands like what he has to do, you know, to be successful. He doesn't verbalize it, but I know he's thinking that in his head. Like he's a very smart guy in that head, in that head for sure. And I think he's understood now how YouTube's working and what he needs to do to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, and I admire Steve a lot for that. Like, cause every time we talk, it's very genuine.
I know he loves you too.
Yeah. I love him too, man. He's really supportive with me and he thinks I could do it. And
I do too, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
So, I mean,
I want that. I want to have the podcast someday and be talking to you and you're like, yo, I'm going into this event. I'm going into this. That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, man. I want to. Yeah, it's going to take time. It's going to take time.
You both speak so highly of Steve and all the Nelk boys in like a business aspect, how smart they are, how
very smart,
you know, and that's like from like a viewer, someone who doesn't know them in real life. I relate to what you said about thinking that they drink all the time, they party, they probably have people, you know, that do those things for them and they're just like are the, you know, content creators, but it doesn't sound like the way like you guys talk about them that it's like that.
We understand when fun's fun, mm-hmm. you know? Like if we're going to go have fun, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, we have responsibility in ourselves.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, first and foremost, like they're all much younger than me. I think Kyle's the oldest one next to me. I think 26.
26, 27. I think 27.
I'm about to be, I mean, I'm 32, but I have all this, my own business stuff. And I could tell you firsthand, like I've been with them for a while now and none of this is by chance. None of this is by accident. Like, the shit might look goofy on the front end, but like these guys are thinking about everything. Mm-hmm. There's no just like, fuck it, see if it works. Like, there are moments like that, but like everything's thought out. The things that they're doing, they're calculated. They're very smart.
Yeah, and
like,
you both
very very smart.
You talk about the algorithm a lot. Like you say, I understand Instagram. I understand these things. Like that's not something that everyone really thinks about. Like it sounds like they're just very smart and really understand social media.
You have
media.
To understand your audience, and you have to understand how things work on that platform.
And you have to watch it, right? Yeah. And that takes a lot of just like viewing, a lot of paying attention to how things work. And when you post this, what happens? If you say this, what happens? If how many times you do something, what happens? Like this, I definitely relate to that when it comes to like, I know I talked to Kyle a lot about like creating content or like what hits, and you even as well, but there, nothing's just like by chance. Like they're really like, really working hard on this craft. It's not just like, especially nowadays, I'd say YouTube and all these social media platforms are even so much harder to succeed at than they were 3-4 years ago.
No, you're so right. Like, it's a great example of like people who understand and really took the time to like hone in on it. And then I have 500,000 subscribers or whatever on TikTok. I don't try. I don't care. I don't understand this. And that's what you get when you just kind of do your thing. Whereas like if you understand, you try, like you really like put your time into it, you can be super successful. And that's not something that I understood. Like I thought you just posted shit and if you're, you know, cool, people follow you, but it sounds like there's so much more.
It's strategy. Like there's a reason why someone likes certain videos from us.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And we have to understand what that is. Mm-hmm. And then once we understand that, we know how to, you know, do it in other videos as well. You know, I mean, some people may not like it, but we want to please everyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't please everyone.
Of course.
But we're going to try our best too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think the key too that they've realized and thing that I've noticed from working with them is that, they would like, and obviously I would like everyone to love my content, but I also know that I'm really doing it for the people who actually do love it and giving them more of that. Cause that's the thing that I've noticed. And I've even learned some from them. Like fuck everyone else who wants to say some negative shit or some bad shit. I'm doing this for the people who truly are there supporting me and who love me and who are there for the comedy, cause those fans are diehard. Like I said, like a lot of this content, and I said that on their podcast, the Full Send podcast, I was like, some of this shit would just get buried in the archives and like YouTube would just bury this. But the fan base is so strong that they find that video every Monday.
Well, it sounds like that fan base is so strong because you guys spend so much time honing in on the content that they like and you keep putting that content out. So you're kind of feeding them exactly what they want. Exactly.
And honestly, the fan base is so cool. They're so dope. They're so fucking cool. They're a little crazy though sometimes.
They're crazy,
you pull up.
But when you say crazy, what do you mean?
Like, they'll
do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's, yo, like
crazy.
One of the, can I say this? I could say this. I don't know if it happened to you or so, but like, dudes will be like, yo, I have sex with my girl and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
There's yes. times, man.
Yes.
It's, I just think about this like other way around. Would you guys ever?
Never.
Well, I mean, there was never. A time.
Wait.
There was a time about a year ago around, I said this before, around the Dallas trip.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was such a beautiful I had sex time. With this girl and I didn't know she had a boyfriend. Oh, like, okay. Nothing yeah. was said to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the boyfriend texts me,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Yo, thank you so much."
Wait.
And I was wondering what he meant by that. He was like, "Thank you for last night." And I was like, "I don't know who this guy is." So I responded and I was like, "What are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Bro, you have sex with my girlfriend. It's the greatest thing ever." And I was just like,
"This is a true story."
I was like, "What? Like wait, I'm sorry. What? Like I was trying to be." Apologetic.
You're like, my bad.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry about that. Like, he was like, no, man, what the hell are you sorry for? Like, and I was like, bro, I had sex with your girlfriend. I mean, what else could I not be sorry? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like,
and yeah, they were just proud about it. I mean, there's guys like that out there.
Oh, of course, it's a kink, but
sisters,
like, would you ever with your girlfriend? I probably not, but like,
my girlfriend,
I couldn't even imagine.
Would you let
that.
Like one of us fuck your girlfriend?
Fuck no, hell
exactly.
No.
Like what? And
exactly. I mean,
like what?
I mean, me never. Personally, like, I wouldn't want that to happen. But I mean, if she chooses to, I mean, what? I mean, yeah, what could I do? But I mean,
I love that.
That's the thing. So. Yeah, I mean, if she chooses to, but if it's more of like, oh, you guys are just trying to fuck her, like, hell no.
What yeah, that's fuck? Fucked up.
It's fucked up, yeah, yeah, but these guys are, like, sending their girlfriends out to
absolutely.
Have sex with
yeah, die it's
hard.
A kink.
Yeah, diehard fans. And
that's
I feel,
insane.
That's,
it's nuts.
I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to at all.
No, and if, like, I couldn't imagine my boyfriend being like, hey, go have sex with him. Like, what? No.
No.
That's a lot.
No,
but
that.
Hey, go off. I mean,
that's crazy. For people yeah. to do.
Would you have done it if you knew beforehand?
No. That's disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Yeah. That's what happened to Jay, too. Jay had sex that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful.
With
a
girl, and then he found out later that she had a boyfriend.
Did her boyfriend send her?
No.
But he knew?
I don't know about that.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't even fathom
I
that.
Mean, like, if I didn't have a girlfriend... Like, and she was like, I'm just not feeling my boyfriend anymore. And it's like a total complaint. Why not? But, you know, I mean, depending on how she looks, if she's attractive, like to me, why the fuck not? So, I mean.
No, yeah, I support that. But yeah. I'm
why
saying,
not?
Like,
yeah.
Is there anything that like gives you like a mental block about a girl fucking you because her boyfriend wants her to?
Oh, if it's like her boyfriend wants me to?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like that's like a weird, right? Like that's
but
weird.
I mean, if it's a girl like that's like I have a boyfriend right now, but I'm not like good with him. If he's not a fan, if she's like, you know what I mean? I mean, why not if she's feeling me? But like I'm never gonna have sex with a girl because her boyfriend wants me to. Like, nah, hell no. If I knew that firsthand, hell no.
So yeah. You said it's disrespectful just a second ago, but now you're like, so you will fuck a girl with a boyfriend?
No, I mean, if she's not coming here just to fuck me because of her boyfriend, if she's coming like and she has a boyfriend, but like she's complaining or she doesn't want to be with her boyfriend, if she's telling me things that are opposite of what's happening in her life,
well, she's not gonna pull up and be like, my boyfriend's the fucking best. You
yeah,
have sex?
Yeah,
actually,
I'm talking about parties like we're going to. That,
no, I
like,
get what you're
nothing
saying.
Nothing to do with like fans being there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
Yeah, I mean, if she has a boyfriend and he's sending her, like, no, like I don't want to be in the middle of that. But yeah, I mean, there's guys like that out there.
Yeah,
the Nelk fans are crazy.
They're nuts, man.
They're
That's
nuts.
Insane.
They're nuts. That's like, I mean, you are. I mean, think about it, right? Like, if you think about like porn, right? There's
yeah.
a lot of people in the porn industry that like say for instance Lana Rose, right? We just interviewed Alexis Texas as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of these girls, right? They were doing it in the past because of money, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a certain extent that I would do, like, I'm not going to do that for money if I really need money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I think.
Did you talk to Alexis about this stuff?
Briefly, it was like going back and forth. You know how Bob is, and like,
yeah,
it, like it just goes back and forth. But yeah, Lana Rhodes, right?
Yeah.
You know, she said she doesn't want those videos on there anymore, right? She said something like that, right? Yeah. She's like, I don't want my porn, like, it's all gone. Mm-hmm. She's doing it, obviously, like, she wanted to support herself and everything.
Yeah.
But there's a certain, I believe, there's a certain extent to, like, how to get money. Like, if you're doing that to yourself, you know what I mean? Right? And me, personally, a lot of these girls out here, they're, like, saying, oh, I don't like how guys disrespect me, right? You know, the things that are said on the street, you know what I mean? But when there's a girl walking down the street and her ass is out, right? Lingerie is out, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of girls that wear, like, skirts that are, like, fucked, you know what I mean?
Like, super revealing.
Super revealing, right? You know what I mean? Not saying that those are the girls that are, like, saying these things as well, but, you know, I go hand in hand with it in a way. You know what I mean? Lana Rhodes was trying to support herself, you know. It comes to a certain point where, like, okay, you know what I mean? Are you really going to do anything for money like that? You know what I mean? And now she regrets it, right?
What does that have to do with revealing clothes? What were we talking about there?
No, like, there's just a lot of, I mean, specifically LA girls that...
So, wait, Lana said she... Did she get her videos removed?
I think so. She really wanted it all removed, I think. I've seen something like that on Twitter.
Jay, can you pull that up?
And people often bring up Lana Rose in these situations. And I agree that that is a, like, downside of porn. And it happens a lot with, like, Pornhub industry, stuff like that. But OnlyFans is a different breed of sex work if we're talking about people
who
do that. Yeah,
I'm not fully in tune with OnlyFans.
Like, oh, yeah.
I don't really know too much about it. I just, like, back in high school, or not in high school, but, like, probably, like, a year ago, you know, people would do OnlyFans to, you know, get, you know, subscriptions, like, money here and there.
Right, right.
And a lot of girls would say, like, oh, I show a nipple here and there, like, or I show my nipples, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would hear it, just hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that in my subconscious mind, I would think that's, like, you know, what OnlyFans is. But, I mean, you told me more now, like, you could show anything, like, or, like, you could anything.
Yeah, even people just do it and just, like, they just put content that... It's just not on Instagram. And it's not even sexual sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are getting deleted off Instagram. So I could see how people are reverting back to OnlyFans. You know, there's a lot of people that, now that what you said, right, you know, they're posting the same things that they would post on Instagram. Like, I don't know if you see, like, Julia Rose.
Yeah.
I remember when her Instagram was up, a lot of the shit that she had on were, like, was, like, close.
Yeah,
it was very, like, very close. Like, that's
like straight. That's up.
Most of Instagram though.
The way you explained it, like, that's something that she would post on OnlyFans.
Exactly.
So that's what I was like. She would never get deleted. Now that things are getting deleted, it's getting, like, you know what I mean? It's
getting eased up. It is up getting on, a lot, you know, more censored.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, actually. It's crazy.
Definitely. And I wasn't trying to knock you. It's just more like, if you hear a girl has an OnlyFans, you don't instantly have to be like, oh, she disrespects herself. It's, you know,
I think
there's,
you meant
multiple
more like,
things now.
I think you mean more like, if you were going to, you in your
yeah,
mind.
Yeah,
you're gonna,
if I was
going
to, yeah, because I put every situation in that type
no,
of situation.
No, definitely. Yeah. I'm just saying, not everyone that has one does porn.
Girls, like, I'm going to put myself in a situation if I like the girl, you know what I mean? Like,
then it's not for you to, for her to show that.
And that's your preference, and you're totally entitled to that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
do OnlyFans.
You know, I wouldn't want my boyfriend to, like, be a porn star. I wouldn't want him having sex with other women. Would he want to, if he wants to do it by himself on the internet, fine.
Now, I have a question for you. Would you do OnlyFans if you had a boyfriend that said, I just don't like the fact that you're doing OnlyFans, like, you're showing yourself to
guys? I would still do it. Because I have a thing that I think is really important where I want to do what I want to do. I respect myself, and the human body is what it is. We all have one. And acting like having boobs and showing that is so taboo and such a horrible thing when most people are out here doing it for free or doing it on Instagram for free. I mean, it's just ridiculous to even sit here and try to shame somebody for that when there are people willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, I'm not shaming you. Not at all shaming you. The way I was shaming, like, I thought you were doing, like, you were showing, like, your full self.
I still would. I have nothing against that. I think that are confident in your body, and if that is something that you want to do, which is different than, like, a Lana Rhodes situation where she was, you know, in a different situation where it was something that she felt like she had to do, or it's someone who wants to do this, they're comfortable with themselves, they know what it could do for them monetarily or things of that nature, or even women do it who are insecure about themselves, who get compliments and realize, like, get fans, and they build self-confidence from that. Mm-hmm. There's other aspects. So I don't know. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
But I mean, everyone can have their own opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, so do you know who, I don't even know the answer to this. Do you know who Lana Rhodes' kid is? Like, who's the baby daddy?
I heard it was Blake.
Who's Blake?
Blake Griffin.
The basketball player.
Yeah, I heard it was either him or KD.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Did they say, like, some? I just saw something on the internet, like, Mike's going to take care of the kid or some shit?
They said Mike is moving in.
Are you serious right now? And she cheated on him?
Or I don't know if she cheated on him. I think they had been broken up. I don't think she ever cheated on him.
No, she didn't cheat on him.
No, no. She didn't cheat. She doesn't seem like that.
He probably really wants to have a kid then. I mean, for him to want to take care of it. I mean, that's him. But
or maybe he loves her.
She's dope. She's dope as fuck.
She seems Mike's like dope as fuck really too. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know her personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. I mean,
you really think it's one of those kids?
It can't be his.
You guys, why don't you guys think it's his? I'm just curious.
Mike's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I could be.
I don't think so. I just don't think so.
He's been so open about saying it's not his kid. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know you can lie.
Yeah, nah, because he wouldn't say it's not his kid if it was his kid.
Yeah.
Mike wouldn't say that. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I don't see why he would, like, lie about it.
Nah, he wouldn't lie about that. Unless it was, like, some giant play on YouTube for some, like, view shit. I wouldn't be surprised,
man, honestly.
But I don't think so. I don't think Mike would do that.
I just don't see her being the kind to do that with her pregnancy.
No. You know?
She seems like she's taking it extremely
seriously. Man, that's a lot of taking care of, man. That kid. Oh, man.
Well, you're still a kid, though. You're still a kid.
I mean, I love kids. I love little kids.
Yeah.
I love them. But, it's a lot of responsibility, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a ton.
I mean,
I could do it.
I don't think I could have a kid for like.
I could do it. I love how y'all are. Fuck y'all. Wait a minute. God damn it.
I don't.
Fuck
no,
you, Jay.
When Brad is ready, he's going to be the best dad in the entire world. But that is not now.
Yeah,
that is not now. He's going to be the fucking best. Just
God
not
damn
right
it.
Now.
I don't think I'm going to have a kid for a while. Like,
yeah,
a
you're
while.
Just dumb. You're young, man.
No, like. I still want to do a lot of things in this world before having a kid.
For sure.
Do you feel like everyone around you like has kids that are your age? Like all your hometown friends and everyone?
A lot of people are having kids nowadays.
Yeah, my friends too.
Damn.
I mean it's cool in like a fairy tale. Like a kid.
Exactly.
Why not? It's the greatest thing ever.
Fairy tale.
But obviously there's gonna be responsibility for the
for
kid.
Sure.
That's a hard thing. But
unless you're like, that's what you want, you're ready for it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm very immature. You know, I mean, I'm running out of Walmarts, like, laughing. I'm not going to have a kid for a while.
I'm with you. I am not. There's no way I'm mature enough to
have
a child.
I like how you related being immature to running out of Walmarts laughing. Yeah. That's like, yo.
So immature.
You could
that's
have
amazing.
A stroller in front of you. Just push the stroller out. You could even use the stroller as a tripod.
I'll take him to the golf course.
There you go.
I mean,
that'd be lit.
If I'm gonna have a kid, I'm teaching him golf.
There you go.
I'm as soon as he's ready to pick up the club.
I love how every point along the way in this podcast, you're mentioning golf.
Life
it makes
golf.
Me. It makes
life
me so
golf.
Happy, man. Yeah. I just love seeing how in love you are with something because I know that's how I felt about the gym. It's how I feel about the gym, and I love seeing you like in love with something like that.
I'm.
It's so dope, man.
That's all I want to do.
I believe that you're going to be that guy. Like I said, I want to have you come back on this podcast and fucking someday be like, yo, I'm doing this.
I'll be handing you guys tickets.
I'm coming.
Even
event.
A year from now, I wonder like where you'll be.
It'll be more than a year.
It'll be more than a year.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just saying like even a year from now, how much progress will be made?
I've thought to myself, I've literally told myself I need to touch a club every day for the next 4 or 5 years.
And how long has it been since you started?
It's been 3 months.
Yeah, he said earlier 3 months.
There you
go. Nice.
So I'm getting better each day.
That's awesome.
Take time.
Any final words? Any last words?
For everyone out there and that never golfed before, try it because it's very therapeutic, and I think you'll love it. And yeah, just strive for greatness.
Strive for greatness.
It's LeBron James said. Strive for greatness.
LeBron James quote. You gonna end it with that?
I'm gonna end it with that.
Jay, you got anything to add?
Know your worth, yeah.
Know your worth. I wish we had Jay here. We should have brought Jay. Come say bye, Jay. Come take my seat. Come say bye. Come here.
Go for it. Tell them to subscribe and shit.
Make sure to subscribe. Welcome to the...
Oh, you got to bring the microphone to your face.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We had a special guest, Salim, and the lovely lady...
Jess.
Jazz.
Jess.
I thought you said Bradley Jeff. Martin. Make sure you subscribe.
Merch is on the 23rd. Yeah.
Why you say I don't talk like that?
You're stupid. You're stupid.
Bye, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Let's go.
That was good.